when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, everyone. This is Monica Schaefer. I am not Eddie, but Eddie will be with us in a moment or two. We're just dealing with some technical issues, and even at my end, I see my volume might be low. I've tried to turn it up. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, today is, great, thank you, Saturday, July 19th, 2025. And you're listening to Blood River Radio. Welcome. So Eddie is going to be with us in a few minutes. And in the meantime, why don't I just take the floor? And when he joins us, he'll take care of all the housekeeping items, as it were, thanking donors and also saying a prayer, which Eddie does so well. And in the meantime, I can just give you a little update about my brother, for example. So Alfred, as many of you probably know, about 12 days ago, he was picked up by the police in Germany and put into jail. And I just spoke with his wife and he is being treated well. So we don't need to worry about him being tortured in prison or anything like that.
Thank you.
All right, and so looks like Eddie is back, and I'm going to hand it over to you, Eddie.
Well, God bless you, Sister Braveheart. I was just talking to little Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, before we went on the air, the trials and tribulations of life. And this is one that we just experienced. There's many of them, and we just have to learn to overcome them. That's going to be a life lesson to everyone. No matter what happens, when I first started doing this program, I would get, if something like that happened, Sister Monica, I would go nuts and just melt down. But now, just you just have to learn to flow with it, because the buck stops with me. But when you're doing your show, the buck stops with you. But anyway, I'm not sure how far you came along, but I would just like to say welcome, everybody. You're listening to Blood River Radio. We're syndicated proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Sam Bushman, I call him, really warmly, as a warm moniker, you might say, the Big Kahuna, because he does syndicate our radio program. And I can tell you, Sister Monica, as you well know, there's nobody else. I don't think there's anybody else in the world that would syndicate Blood River Radio. I don't know anybody that's hotter than we are. We had some listeners say we're hotter than Fukushima. That's because we tell the truth the first time, every time. We tell the hard truth that no one likes to hear. We tell the hard truth that most people don't know the truth because they've been very brainwashed. We'll get to that later. But anyway, that's just kind of an offbeat opening for Blood River today. I'll kind of go back because we've had some difficulties on my end. It was on my end, my computer. I had to shut it down, reboot it, so we're good now. But anyway, like I said, we're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Once again, proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Thank God for Liberty News Radio. And today is Saturday, the 19th of July. And we always go to a prayer. I'll say a quick prayer, and then after that, we'll go to the donors. But we'll have a good program for you, I promise you. Speaking of you, we'll bow your head. Almighty Father, thank you so much for bringing all of us in here today, all of us, Eddie and Sister Monica and the crew. Thank you so much for bringing us in here. Thank you for giving us the privilege to do battle with the beast again. And we do. We have to battle the beast every single day. Is everything we do. The Satan is real. The demons are real. I can guarantee double damn to you. Before I became a Christian, I knew all about demons. I knew all about the devil. I didn't deal with them, but I knew they were there. So we are proud to come in here every week to do battle for God on God's side. God who he was so compassionate, instead of giving us death like we truly deserve, he sent his son, Jesus Christ Almighty, down here to, he suffered, died, and was buried, rose on the third day. And we believe that. And in fact, I have that on my wall here that Frank White sent me from up north in New Jersey. He sent me that thing from when his mother was buried. And we both share that scripture, and this is part of a prayer, believe it or not, an Orthodox prayer. We share that scripture. I'll just, to end this prayer, I'll just say it. I'll just kind of paraphrase it. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, if you believe in your heart he died, God rose him on the third day, if you believe that, you shall be saved. Because you're not saved through grace, you're not saved through works. You're saved by grace through faith, lest any man should boast. For your good deeds, even your best deeds, are likened to filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. And Lord, we believe that here at Blood River Radio, at least with all my heart. That's the only thing that keeps me going. And Lord, I'd like to thank you one more time for bringing all the precious people in here, the friends I have, like Sister Monica Schaefer, like Jay and Sam and little Lizzie. I'd like to ask you to continue to bless all of us. And let us continue to do your will and to fight this beast, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, as you well know, we have, thank God, we have Sister Monica in here. And she told me, we have no donors this week. We had quite a few last week. And without those donors, even though we don't have any this week, I would like to salute the same donors that keep us going. We get by on pretty much, I wouldn't say a razor thin edge. It's better than it used to be. We're trying to save for an event we want to have next year, me and Gene. I know Biscuit wants to have it real bad, but it takes a hell of a lot of planning for what we want to do. It's really going to be like a military operation. But anyway, with that said, before we go to a break, which will be coming up, we still got about 3 minutes. Sister Monica said she has something to tell me, something to tell our listening audience that has something to do with running. So she said that she knew I would like it. And as a matter of fact, that's true because I have to do a long run in the morning. I've got to do, I don't know, about, I'm shooting for 12, but I'll take 10 because I have to be ready for the New York Marathon. November 2nd, come hell or high water, I will be. If I do the New York Marathon, you know I will be dead. But anyway, with that said, Sister Monica, I can't wait to hear what you had to say. So come on in here, little sister.
Okay, actually, when you couldn't get on at the beginning of the show, I just introduced the show and the date and all that, and then I of course left some of those housekeeping items for you, as well as the prayer, because nobody can do that prayer like you do. And then I just talked briefly about my brother, but we're almost coming up to the break. But yes, on the phone this week, I did tell you that it's now 2 weeks ago. I was so fortunate to be involved in an event that it was a mega, mega running event. Now, I was not a runner, don't get me wrong, but we found it's like a huge event. It's called the Alpenglow 100 race, and it was the first of this kind. I imagine they'll do it annually in the town nearby, like about an hour away from here where I live, at Vail Mount, British Columbia. And the 100 is like three mountains up and down and about 100 kilometers. They had two other categories, I should say. They had 60 kilometers and 35 kilometers. Wow. And those would be two mountains and one mountain, respectively. Now, why I'm telling you all this is because one of my musical friends that I jam with quite regularly, he had the brilliant idea to, let's put ourselves up there in a high mountain meadow and play music for the runners going by. And I'm telling you, it was about the most rewarding musical experience of my life. because the expression of absolute wonderment and surprise and gratitude and everything that these people were feeling, and you could just see it in their body language and their facial expressions as they came by, and they were on, you know, they had just been exerting themselves like you can imagine it, Eddie, because you Yes. are a marathon runner, and I know you've been in some situations where it was sheer willpower that kept you going, and then all of a sudden, it's like, here's these three musicians kind of, you know, playing merrily up in this mountain meadow, Yes. and they must have thought, what? Did this just fall from the sky?
Well, I hear Yeah. the music. We got to go to a break, and I have to comment on that. From experience. I have experience what you're talking about, and thank God for people like Monica. We'll be right back, people, right after this break. Hang on, look at these.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. Sister Monica has really elevated my mood, I'm telling you. I'm not trying to be, theatrical or what's that other word I'm looking for? People are always moaning and trying to blow things out of proportion. But I tell you what, sometimes you just get tired.
Dramatic,
yeah. I don't want to sound like a drama queen, you know, but you come in here sometimes you feel kind of worn down. And people like Sister Monica come in, it's just like blowing nitrogen inside your tire, inside a hot air balloon. I mean, it just elevates you. But the story she tells, I mean, it's a godsend to hear about running. I can tell you, I could not imagine. I have a marathon runner. In fact, I'm getting ready, God willing, if I don't run the New York Marathon November 2nd, that means November 2nd, that means I'll be dead. And I'm wearing a cardiac monitor that's been inserted surgically in my chest. It's supposed to come out probably in a month or so. But stuff like that, I know exactly what you're talking about, Sister Monica. Nothing short of death will stop a runner. I don't know who it is. It's I don't know if it's genetic. It's like you can't really control it. It's almost you're a slave to your running sometimes, to being out in the outdoors. In Nashville, you got me fired up now, Sister Monica. Here, let me tell you about Nashville. We have some bands in Memphis, but the king of the bands of the marathons, if you want to hear band after band after band, you go to Nashville, because Nashville is that's the site of it's the king of country music. And they have there's unending a number of bands there. And they have an endless number of old houses where they have these people, these that record recording studios. And also, Nashville is the mother of all hills. So they've had some hellish hills in Nashville. And those bands, you get that music, you get rocking and rolling. It just elevates your spirits. But I could not imagine being in the mountains where Sister Monica is and coming out after running your ass off a 600 mile. That's a fur piece. That's about 60 miles. Excuse me, 100K.
100K.
That's so, about 60
yeah,
miles.
That's a difference. That's, yeah.
That's
yeah,
two
but
marathons.
Three mountains. Three
yes.
mountains.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And three mountains up and down, like, and uneven ground. They were running all through the night, Eddie. They started at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, yes.
On the Friday evening, and then they were on their last leg when, you know, drifting first the sounds before the sight, the music, they said, what's that? And then they're running, and they come across this little scene that was completely unexpected for them, which I honestly think you could feel them being injected with something like euphoria and energy.
Yes.
And something. So it was the greatest gift back for us. It was the most rewarding. I'm telling you, I've never had a more rewarding musical experience in my life. And it injected us in return with this energy that we just played and played and played for 6 hours straight. It was just quite a blast, because anytime that we would think about just, okay, let's have a little break here because, you know, our fingers or whatever are getting sore. And then what the bass player that we had with us, stand-up bass, he would say, runner, he would call it out, and we just get playing away again. And it was an accordion player and myself on the fiddle and then the stand-up bass player. And we probably looked like some cartoon characters there high up in the mountain in this meadow. It was really extraordinary, actually, what it did to the runners. And that's the part that I knew you could relate to, because I know you've been close to just about, you know, keeling over, but your willpower kept you going. And that's how I think it was for some of these runners. Ironically enough, and you probably relate to this too, the runners who came by first, in other words, those who were on the leading edge, and particularly this 100K run, they were looking like fresh can be. It's like they just came from whatever. Like, it was amazing. And then it was later that you could see that, okay, they're tired. You can tell they've worked hard all night and many, many hours of grueling output. But I'm telling you, some of those runners in the lead, they are like machines. Holy, I just could
yes.
hardly believe it, how good they looked. It was amazing. Truly.
I said, Sister Monica, non-runners will not understand this, because I've done everything you can possibly do just about in my 78 years. And running is running marathons and more and ultras. There's something about it. But I'll tell you, it's a religious experience. I went to about 6 weeks ago here in Memphis. There's an outfit called Mamba Trail Runners, like a Black Mamba. And they had a 100-miler, a 50-miler, a marathon, and a half marathon. They were running it all at the same time. The 100-miler started on a Wednesday, and the race ended on Sunday. And I'm going to tell you, I will not lie. I'm going to tell people, you call me a sissy if you want to, but I went over there like on a Saturday, and the people that were doing the 100-miler that were coming in, the pain on some of them's face, I talked to one. And this bear, listen, this has to do with life with our people. It deals with life and people. You need, and I'll talk about this later if there's time, why things like this is very important to your survival. Because I tell you what, the United States and Canada, we're in one hell of a mess. We're on the edge of a precipice. They're getting ready to fall off. And being tough, running marathons has to do with it. But anyway, you know, I was at this race. And the look of anguish on some of these people's faces. Some of them had men and women. And get this. This is, and I actually teared up, because some of them just no talent, no, and they're just doing it out of sheer will to survive. You can't explain what it is. It's like what makes a duck go from the south to the north and north back to the south. But I was there, Sister Monica. This is what really got me, choked me up. I was there. I saw the very last runner come in on Sunday evening where they were, everybody else was gone. The tents were gone. The trucks were gone. The barbecue pits were gone. The beer was gone. There was just a handful of people with Mamba Trail Runners sitting there waiting on the man. I looked at him. I'm an old combat mech, an ORN. His right lower leg and ankle, I'm sure he had a fracture. It's just black and blue. His face had a horrible knot on it. But that SOB finished that race. And I went up and hugged his neck, and there was only a few people left from the Mamba Trail Runners Association. They gave him his medal. And I told him, and I meant it by God, I'm so glad you brought this up, Sister Monica. This, and I'll explain how this deals to life in a few minutes if we have time. Because we got to talk about Afro. Anyway, I said, you're kind of like me. I wasn't born with the physique to be a runner, a little too stocky, a little too heavy, probably muscular, like the more for like strength sports. But I've lost a ton of weight. You had no ability. You're a little bit old on the old side, but you suffered through some almost catastrophic injuries. How the hell you finished, I'll never know. And he was limping and had his stick instead of his cane, but he finished the damn thing. I hugged his neck. I told him I admired him more than I did. I admired him 100 times more than I did the world champion marathon runner, because some of these people, they're just God, have God-gifted talent and ability and genetics. This guy didn't have any of that. He had the sheer will, sheer spirit, and that's what I admire more than anything. And I'm going to tell you what, Sister Monica, it doesn't have to be running. It could be boxing. It could be a cross-country skiing in the snow with a heavy backpack. Our people, especially our men, you need to do things like this. You need, and if you haven't been doing anything to get in shape, you need to do. You're running out of time, I'm telling you, flat out. We are in bad shape in this country monetary-wise. Foreign countries are not buying the bonds of the United States. The other countries are forming other trading cartels. No one wants to stink an American dollar. This all connects, people. You need to get in shape. I talked to Matt Goodwin today. He has a piece of land. He's growing, trying to grow a little bit of food. He's working. He works 40 hours a week at a job. He works about that 40 hours a week on his farm. But Sister Monica, I admire you because I know you're an outdoor enthusiast. It doesn't have to be running, doesn't have to be boxing, but people, our people need to get in shape as best they can, take care of their health. And I'm not going to dominate the show anymore, but you have really fired me up, Sister Monica, talking about running. God bless you, dear. So go ahead, Sister Monica.
Well, I'm glad, Eddie. Thanks. It was an inspiring day, and I'm glad if it can, you know, inspire others. I think that the power of the mind, that's what you are just getting at now. The power of the mind is incredible. And I think that it really, really helps if our bodies are in shape. And I know a lot of people these days are, you know, talking about that. We need to be healthy. That's, you know, because body and mind obviously work together. And we need to be healthy and as fit as we can be to, you know, weather the storm. And I think we are in a storm of
yes,
biblical proportions. You know, so the times we don't really know, we don't have a crystal ball, don't know how things are going to unfold over the next few years or even just months and weeks, you could say. I mean, it seems like things are coming at us faster than anything these days. And so sometimes these stories, they might seem like that's just on the periphery, it's irrelevant to what's going on, but we have perhaps some life lessons from these kinds of stories. You know, this, you know, playing music up in a mountain meadow for some runners going by, you know, what does that have to do with anything? But yeah, it's just personal experiences where we witness this power of the mind and body in unison, obviously together, but still the power of the mind is really, really, really powerful, really strong, really strong. I hear the music.
Absolutely. If you don't have that strong physical muscles, it's useless. Anyway, I guess you probably hear the music. I do too. So dear people, dear Blood River Radio listeners, family members, we'll be right back here. Let's just pray. Be right back, folks.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicting the major reforms happening now under President Trump will give Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterms.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
And Gingrich believes Republicans will head into the midterms, coming off something about that Trump boom as new policies begin to enact some major changes.
Growing an American economy and protecting American interests. I think in that case, we could pick up seats in the House and the Senate on a scale nobody today could imagine.
Also at townhall.com, the top Republican on the House China panel questions the reversal of the NVIDIA chip curbs. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Minnesota Republican John Molinar, chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, is pushing back on the Trump administration's decision to allow technology company NVIDIA to sell certain artificial intelligence chips to China once again. In a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Friday, the congressman raised concerns about the reversal on NVIDIA's H20 chips, suggesting it could boost China's AI capabilities. Lutnick suggested the Trump administration opted to ease the restrictions as part of a broader rare earth deal with China, underscoring that Beijing is only getting NVIDIA's fourth best chip. Bernie Bennett reporting.
It has been a rough time in Southern California. A vehicle ramming into a crowd of people waiting to enter a nightclub in L.A. early Saturday morning, 30 people hurt. And that explosion Friday morning at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department training facility killed three veteran deputies from the arson and explosives unit. The investigation continues. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth.
90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, and we are expecting family here. I tell you, I've got 2 people on here with me that I consider family. I really do. And you know what we talked about, the power of the mind, the power of the will. It's sacred. It comes from God, and you can't get by without it. You know, it seems like, and before we go, Sister Monica, it seems like me and Sister Monica, we didn't have, this was totally unscripted for me, but you know what? The first, what we talked about, the marathon and just the sheer raw pit bull, to never say die, power of the spirit, power of the mind, power of the soul. The soul comes, to me, controls the mind. The mind is like the intermediary between the soul and the muscles. But anyway, this relates to what Sister Monica was getting to talk about, because I can't think of anybody I know of that's currently alive with more. It is sheer raw, to hell with the world. I'm going to do what's right, come hell or high water, than the person Sister Monica is getting ready to talk about. With that, Sister Monica, go ahead.
Okay, Eddie. Yeah. I mean, the power of the mind, I can't help but think about my brother, Alfred, who certainly has strong willpower. Just the things that he experienced and went through during his first jail stint. Now, this is his third jail stint right now, but the first one was 4 years long, and he happened to be there when this whole COVID stuff was happening and all the lockdowns and mask mandates, and he resisted those and therefore spent 558 days in solitary confinement. And so that would take power of the mind to stand up to that nonsense and undergo great discomfort, personal discomfort, on the basis of sticking to your principles, right? So he stuck with the principles that he wasn't going to wear this sign of slavery. This is the masks were pure enslavement symbol, and he was not a slave. Doesn't matter if you're locked up, you don't need to be a slave ever. I think it was Schiller, a great German poet, that said, we are born free, even if we were born in chains. Even if we were to be born in chains, we are born free. And so that's a very important little piece of philosophy. Anyway, I just want to report that I did have a conversation a few hours ago with Alfred's wife, and she has received some letters from Alfred already, which is great, although there was no acknowledgement yet that he received her letter, so we're not sure if that has gone through yet. But anyway, he's doing fine in regards to, you know, as far as prison conditions go. He said he is being treated with respect by fellow prisoners, and I'm not sure if that would include now, you know, the guards. I know that when you first... Well, they'll always show you who's got the keys and the power, but still, that, you know, and he talked about having 2 hours of fresh air, like courtyard time, which is really fantastic. I don't know, and his wife didn't know if that continues now. At least in the early days in prison, he was getting 2 hours a day. Compare that to what Leslie Borey experienced, where he was in jail for several weeks before he got a single minute out in the courtyard. And then even after that, after he started to be let out into the courtyard, it was averaging out to something like 20 minutes a week. It was unbelievable, because I had the impression, what I was told, that by international convention, now whatever that means, you know, some kind of international covenants that are made, that prisoners are entitled to 60 minutes of fresh air per day, like going out in the courtyard. It doesn't matter if you're in solitary confinement or not. Now, Canada has got to be about the worst place, because I'll just tell you about a Canadian prisoner of war, I'll call him, a political prisoner that I just learned about this morning, Kenan, son of Enos. He's a political prisoner in Ontario since about a month already. And like I say, I only learned about this morning. And now, I don't know what his personal conditions are. I'm not very confident that they're good, especially based on the stories from Les Borie, all the things that he experienced in prison. Canada has got to be one of the worst places on earth. How ironic, because we used to think, you know, when we go traveling, better be careful if you're in a third world country. Don't ever land in a third world country prison because they'll treat you badly. Well, I have a feeling now that Canada is the worst, this so-called civilized country, and the United States, I think, also very, very bad. You know, we heard horror stories about those January Sixers and whatnot. But anyway, you know what they've done? This prisoner in Ontario, they have seized, or not seized, frozen the bank account, Royal Bank of Canada, one of the big five here in Canada, his mother's bank account. His mother's. Can you imagine? This is unbelievable. It's completely illegal. I mean, let alone immoral and unethical, but it is completely illegal. Now, this is under our new, you know, Mark Carnage government. This is the Carnage government of Canada.
That
and
infuriates
this is
me,
all
Sister
under
Monica.
His watch. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt
so,
you. That just
now,
really
I have to do
me.
Some. Oh, yeah. Now, I'll just tell you what I gather, and I must do the research to confirm these things, but apparently what is, why are they after this man so hard? And like I say, I've only become aware of him a few hours ago, but apparently, and I wouldn't doubt if this is true, but again, I need to do the research on it to verify, MAID, you know, this wonderfully named MAID program. That's the Medical Assistance in Dying in Canada. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people have taken the MAID. In other words, you know, like suicide by government. Anyway, but they are really targeting, you know, younger and younger people for that. Oh, if you just, maybe you have depression or whatever. Oh, well, we've got the MAID here. If you want, we can give you a way out and blah, blah, blah. Well, damn. Apparently this program is being used in the organ harvesting industry. And people have to be alive still for organs to be useful. And something else that I learned a while back is that if you were to do this MAID thing, the first drug that they give you is a drug which paralyzes you. It doesn't yet kill you. So imagine that. Eddie, can we connect some dots here?
Wow.
You know, if it paralyzes you, you cannot speak out, you cannot move, you cannot twitch, but you are fully conscious. You are alive still. So I don't know. I'm just connecting some dots. I'm not going to say any more about it until I learn more, but it is all very suspicious to me. And that organ industry is like, I don't know how much money. It's mega, mega, mega money it is involved. And, yeah, I know in the past I've seen some documents about Israel being one of the prime movers and shakers of that industry. And I mean,
reading
I don't know
mind.
About right now in Canada. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. So just some stuff to ponder, but, you know, back to Alfred, it's interesting because Germany is kind of at the heart of, you know, re-education, and I put that in big quotation marks, program. Like, they're probably the most indoctrinated people, even more than, you know, North Americans, like Canadians and Americans. And I'm telling you, our people have been so indoctrinated all our lives. But Germany was at the heart of all that, and had to be really, really indoctrinated. But one thing that if you go to prison there, you can probably count on not being tortured, at least, you know, like physically tortured anyway, not like in Canada and the United States, where it is truly, truly abysmal. So now I guess there's a trial to be early August. Still, there's no date, no firm date, but apparently they're talking about combining other charges. Oh, and there's very serious charges against my brother Alfred. So they'll probably try to combine all these charges and go after him with all of this at once. And when we're talking serious charges, folks, in case you do not know, you know, what Alfred Schaefer is in prison for, it's not for any, you know, robbing or raping or murdering or looting or burning. No, 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 no. It's all about, quote unquote, wrong think and wrong speak. So in our Orwellian world, it's for noticing patterns and speaking about things which we are noticing patterns about. So that's what it's all about. Yeah, over to you, Eddie.
You know, Sister Monica, I believe that the reason, in fact, I'm certain, I'm 100% convinced, and I know in my heart, that the reason they're coming down, I'll hear the music. People, we're getting ready to go to our last break, the first hour. I'll be right back. I'll give you my little speech when we come back about Germany and why I believe and I know they're being punished more than any white nation on earth. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you magnificent.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm trying to go. We got a long ways to go, a short time to get there. But Sister Monica has really, I'm talking about really fired me up, fired me spiritually. There's a connection to God and running. I don't care. I know you probably think I'm a loony. It could be anything. It could be kayaking. It could be like Sister Monica, I know, is a great outdoor. She does this. I thought it was crazy lady skating, stuff like that. But anyway, back to this. back to Germany. And before we get to Germany, if there's two people in the world I wish I could meet, one of them would be Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who's passed away, and the other one was Alfred Schaefer, because I think Alfred is would probably be joined at the hip with joint the mind and the brain and the soul. And incidentally, I'll make this very, very quick. This is I developed this from running and getting through at the tight spots you don't think you could. I've come to the conclusion it's not the mind over matter. It's the soul. It's your soul over the mind and soul over the matter. The soul tells the mind what to do. The brain, according to some of the most famous runners in the world, they'll tell you the brain always wants to quit. It never wants to go. The body never wants to go anyway. You get that from someplace else. It's called the soul. If anybody would want me to talk further about that, I will someday. But now we're going to ship back to Germany. And listen, The essence of Jewish power is to prevent the discussion of Jewish power. That also, Biscuit sent me that. That comes from Dave Yehari. That's another quote he has. Also, one of his quotes is, always Jews, all the time. The great sin for Germany blasphemed that Holy Spirit of Zionism and Judaism is when, back in the 30s, when our brother, the greatest, probably the greatest white man that ever lived, Adolf Hitler, when they came to power and the German people elected him in a landslide and backed him all the way, he came in. And Germany came in, and they kicked out the Jewish oligarch, the Jewish power brokers, the Jewish bankers that were sucking the lifeblood out of not just Germany, but the entire world. But Germany, even though the entire world, the entire white world was being sucked dry, especially here in the United States, where I used to know how many people were dying of starvation every single day in Detroit, Michigan, the automaker center of the world. Germany is the only nation in the world that kicked the Jewish vermin, the Jewish parasites, the Jewish banking officers called the devil, kicked them the hell out. And they went over to a financial system, a monetary system that we talked about earlier. But the monetary system that Hitler and the Germans got started is not important right now. The point that I'm making right now is why Germany is being continually to be ground under the heel of international Judea is because they did, for a very short period of time, they were the only nation in the world that's ever defeated Jewish world Judea, world Jewish power and influence for even a short time. But yet the power of the Jew that had control of all these other sissy-ass nations like the United States that we can't think for ourselves. We couldn't realize, like our brother Adolf Hitler realized, and our brothers and sisters in Germany realized, the Jews had them completely under the yoke of slavery. And breathe them dry. Once again, to repeat myself, Germany kicked them the hell out and stood on their own feet and they kicked the world. They came with any hair, a spider web of winning World War II. And even with all the power and the might of the United States industry, the greatest industrial power the world has ever seen, it took every ounce of strength the United States had combined with every ounce of strength that the Judeans in Russia had, every ounce of strength that the Jews behind Britain and France had attacking Germany all at once, one Germany against the whole damn world, they still came within a hair of winning the war. And the Jews can never ever allow that to happen again. They made an example out of Germany. They continue to make an example out of Germany. All these, 80 years after the war, after the shooting has stopped, Sister Monica, that's why that the Jews hate Germany more than any place in the world, and probably the close second would be Vladimir Putin's white Russia. Sister Monica, am I nuts? Am I off base? Am I right or wrong?
Well, definitely Germany is at the heart of, Europe, European civilization, and the German people, the Germanic people, are really at the heart, and by extension, the entire white race,
yes,
or Aryan race, you could say, Caucasian race, is in the crosshairs. Now, sometimes people have asked me, why is it that Germany is the one who is really in the crosshairs? And I think the most sort of basic answer would be they are the absolute opposite of everything that the Jews are. And so the Jews, they have this absolute love-hate relationship with Germany. And the love is just love being a parasite to the good host that Germany has been in times. And at times, they're basically, they work, they create stuff, and they're also very trusting and have empathy. So those qualities, of course, we know that those qualities get turned into weapons against the very people that have those qualities of trust and empathy. So then the Germans believe the lies that are told, and then they all have this empathy for the other always want to, you know, take care of the underdog, so to speak. And so there's always been this cycle of the parasite becoming stronger, and then, okay, the people wake up and kick out the parasite, get rid of the parasite, and then it starts all over again. But Germany and Germans are at the heart of that, but it's by extension all of us, all, you know, all the Caucasian race nations, all the, or what people refer to as the white nations, are in the crosshairs. So yeah, it's time. People are waking up in droves. I know I've been saying that for a while, but I think that it's speeding up now, as at, like, every day, I think. I don't know. What do you think, Eddie?
I think you're right. As a matter of fact, I probably shouldn't say this, but when I was in the hospital, one of my young nurses that was taking care of me for the short time I was there, she was awakened. And believe it or not, I didn't mention your name, Sister Monica, but I said, you know what? I know another person that came out of their spell, and it's very, very hard. In fact, I talked about that just today. Once you come under the spell of being brainwashed and swallowing all the stuff, for instance, I know you mentioned that you found that the Green Party was really the Watermelon Party, green on the outside, red on the inside, communism. But I talked to her, and I took two books back. One of them called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. And I took that book up to her and took it to where she works. And I also took the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. And she was very grateful about that. She told me, Sister Monica, that she was at odds with her sister, with her whole family, really, over this, because they are Judeo-Christians, and they are wholeheartedly behind what the Jews, a.k.a. Israel, is doing in Palestine. And I have no special love for non-Christians in Palestine, but I know I do not want to see them slaughtered in mass by these Jews. And that's what was separate. That was what was causing the rift between her, this nurse, and her family. And you see it. And the reason I bring her up, I've seen several more young people like that recently, even several people who've left the church because of that, Sister Monica. And they, people are waking up. And I'll tell you what, I think, Sister Monica, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this mass genocide that's going on in Palestine right now and in Gaza, one thing that's different now than it was years ago is this, almost like it's being broadcast as much as we can, because we know that the Jews and the American CIA and the Jewish Mossad are trying to hold down the news getting out as much as possible, but they can't stop all of it. And the whole world, Sister Monica, has found out about the genocide going on in Palestine. And that's why you see people like Trump, who's totally controlled by the Jews, coming down on university like Harvard University, for God's sakes. And I have no love for Harvard, but they're the most powerful university in the United States, Columbia University, all these Ivy League schools. These young kids are waking up, and they see they're protesting against the genocide in Israel. You see it all over the world right now. Israel and the United States is becoming a pariah, a persona non grata. The world is becoming to hate Israel and, through extension, the United States. Yes, Sister Monica, you're 100% right. And I remember a short 2 years ago was thinking, telling you, no, I don't think they're waking up, but you were right. I was wrong. I think there's a mass awakening now. What we can do, how we and these kids can overcome the almighty power, if they can overcome that, is yet to be seen. But we will see, because they're having their scholarships yanked. They're being kicked out of school. They're being threatened with having their citizenship revoked. Sister Monica, we run completely out of time. Give us the last word, Sister Monica. Thank you for coming in.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Eddie, for inviting me on again. And I'll talk to you soon. And yeah, stay strong, everybody. And keep your spirits up. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Sister Monica. Stay in touch. Be right back, folks. Transitioning to the second hour, picking up Paul Fromm. He's continuing with the German History Hour. Be right back, folks.